In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Mother of the Redeemer, and Saint Joseph. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Materialism and hedonism are threatening this great country. Money, entertainment, and impurity, the legalisation pending of sodomy, and the other illicit sexual acts have become, for many, the only ideal of life. The little are led astray along the path of evil. Youth are drawn into vice and drugs. Families are destroyed by divorce, pornography, and the selfish shutting off of the gift of life. In the first reading from the book of Isaiah, God prefigures the coming passion of his servant Jesus, and the highlight of this service, his suffering, is fully adequate because it is performed by a divine person. In fact, it is superabundant because the positive value of Christ's expiation is actually greater than the negative value of human sin. The promise in Isaiah, he shall see his heirs, it is through baptism we become heirs to the kingdom of heaven. In the Eucharistic Prayer 3, which we'll have said today, the words, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life. The passion of our Lord Jesus Christ shall be the light to the people of the nations, and many will be saved as he takes their faults, sins upon himself. In the second reading from the letter to the Hebrews, to take advantage of his passion, to become heirs to the kingdom of God, we need God's love. To a sinner, mercy is the face of love. They were the first words which were said by Pope Francis before his installation as Pope. Therefore, we are to be confident in approaching the throne of grace, Jesus. We are to be confident to receive mercy from him. He is love itself, and we will be graced. In the Gospel of Mark today, anyone who wants to be great among you must be your servant, and anyone who wants to be first among you must be a slave to all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as ransom for many. How do we become a servant? Answer, why not the way that God chose? In Scripture, chapter 4 of Ephesians, in the fullness of time, God sent his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, that we might receive adoption as sons. In brief, Jesus humbled himself, becoming a servant of Mary, by being a child of Mary, a subject to the Jewish ordinances and his law. Jesus was obedient unto death. He was obedient to his mother. He was obedient to his earthly father, Joseph. He was obedient to his heavenly father. His cry in the Garden of Gethsemane, if it be possible, let this chalice be taken from me, not my will, but yours be done. From the womb came the body, for the passion, and then the tomb. Therefore, to be great and to be first, you need to be a child of Mary. As God sent, or in the first reading, the Lord sent his servant, the only begotten Son, the Word of God to be incarnate born of the flesh and a child and servant of Mary, we are to imitate Christ. Yes? It is Christ that lives in me. We need to be consecrated and trusted to Maria and be children of Mary as Jesus is a child of Mary. If it is good enough for God to entrust the Word of God to Mary, if it is good enough for God, it is good enough for me. Do you want to be a child of Mary? So great was his love that he became her child. God loved Mary more, so much so that he could not but wait for Mary's consent. So beautiful is his future mother, the Immaculate Conception. He could not have created anything more perfect. His love for her is greater than the love he had for everyone else he created. So great was his love that he became her child, not a creation from dust like Adam. No, Jesus became a child of Mary to dwell amongst us, and from the body formed by Mary in her womb, the body from which he spoke, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" we become heirs, his heirs. Therefore, accept Jesus as King of your heart and Mary as Queen of your heart. Regarding the places that James and John were seeking, they understood an earthly kingdom. Of course, they wanted to be around Jesus because wonderful things were happening. Greatness was accompanied with him, and they, as we know, were on the left and right of Jesus in the Last Supper, but those places were not for them. Those places surely were for Mary and Joseph. They were the two that had the greatest love for Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.